It's our Headwaters Builders Association for the month of August, and we're brought to you by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander and Minocqua, and by Lakefront Building and Design, LLC. Their website, lakefrontbuildinganddesign.com. You can call Josh at this number, 891-4974, for Lakefront Building and Design. Josh Olivotti on the line with me right now. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Jeff.
Josh, we had an important conversation about helping some kids in Africa with a fundraiser here, so I apologize for being a little bit late with my phone call for you here this morning, but we're ready to go right now, okay?
Sounds great.
Josh, I understand you have Edmund Edwards sitting next to you there at the office at Lakefront Building and Design in Eagle River. So, Edmund, Edmund, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having us on.
Josh, tell us a little bit, first of all, about just generally speaking about Lakefront Building and Design.
Well, I'm gonna shift you just a little bit there, Jeff. I can speak to Lakefront Building and the quality that they put out there for their customers. I'm good friends with those folks over there. But we are actually sitting in the Arborvita location at Pucall Lumber this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not a bad place to be either. You're up north of Vilas and Oneida County, so you're in God's country anyway.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about what are you guys sitting there in at the Arborvita location for? What are you guys talking about there this morning?
Well, we'd like to spend a little time talking about Pucall with you. Edmund and I both work over here at Pucall in our roles here, and this is our main hub location. And so we'd like to chat a little bit about our company, about Edmund's role with our inside sales staff, and some of the ways that our company works.
Oh, so so you have nothing. I was wondering when I went to the Lakefront Building and Design, I didn't see your name or anything about you there, and so I was wondering what that. So that somebody gave me bad information here. In other words,
hey, that's all good. Andrew and Ashley appreciate the plugs for the Lakefront over there all day long.
You know, the favorites are some of my favorite people in Vilas County. So yeah, we can plug them right here. But we're talking Pucall Lumber Company today. Well, I'm a little bit familiar with Pucall Lumber Company. I drove by there all the time. I had buddies that worked out there. So tell us a little bit about Pucall Lumber Company in general, then, you guys.
I will. Yeah, absolutely. So Edmund Edwards, he's our branch manager here at Arborvita, and we thought we'd be able to take a little time this morning and talk more about our company, the different things that we work through with our departments, staying connected to service our contractor customers, and be able to talk a little bit about some product trends and our company culture.
Oh, absolutely. And so a little bit I know about Pucall Lumber Company. I know that you've changed a lot over the years. I first came up north in 1991. What I saw when I went by Pucall Lumber Company the other day, I saw the same log piles out there with the sprinklers going. I had to make up a story and tell my wife as to why you guys do that. But I was wrong, but I found out the reason why. The main building out there looks basically the same, but I can tell there's been a lot of updates out there in the lumber mill area. And I can tell that there also are several other locations of Pucall Lumber. You guys are growing, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yes. And that growth trend has been our focus. And I think we've been doing a pretty good job with that, expanding with our staff, our locations. And again, our goal is to be great partners with the members of our community and specifically our contractors.
And so tell us what sets Pucall Lumber Company apart from the competition.
Hey, Jeff, it's Ed here. Yeah. So our inside sales team, like as soon as you walk in into our doors, we're not just cashiers like other places. We're actually problem solvers. So when a customer comes in, we basically take their issues with their building or their projects, and we kind of make it our own, and we help them from start to finish.
So, in other words, you guys are the experts. A lot of us that own a home, we have projects that we need getting done. We have no idea. I had a situation recently where I needed a job done, and the guy told me, well, you do the designs, you do the measuring, you do all this, and then I'll come out and I'll put it all together for you. I said, no, I don't know how to do all that stuff. I'm trying to find somebody that does know how to do it. So what I got to do is go to Pucall Lumber Company first, I understand now.
Yeah, that would be the way to go. Yeah, and if a lot of the things that are different that we don't know, we actually do the research so that we give a accurate answer to the customer to make sure that they're taken care of properly.
Let's talk about people who are building a home, first of all, from scratch. How does Pucall Lumber Company make that process easier and get the job done?
So basically, like, if they're wanting from the foundation up, all they have to do is come in with some plans, ideas, prints, anything, and we'll start that right away for them.
And with that, you know, some of the services that we are able to bring to the table, again, we've got great partnerships. We're able to calculate out material takeoff lists for them, listen to what some of their desires are with different products, steer them in the right directions, help them determine quantities and cost factors, give them different options to look at and work through. And then we do what we can to, you know, to help connect people, you know, when it makes sense for both sides. Because again, we're fortunate and blessed to have a large network of people that we work with, from contractors to suppliers.
So if a customer comes in and says, you know, I heard you on the radio, and I heard that the guy said that you could take me from step one all the way to getting the keys and walking in the house when it's all done. So they come in with their ideas. They start sharing those ideas with one of you guys, and then you guys take it from there, and you kind of hold our hands through the process. Do I have that right?
For the most part, yeah. The intangible there is the homeowners in their selection process for a builder. Again, we work with a lot of great people. We're happy to share some of our input, but that is the key component that those homeowners need to take care of on that end. And everything else, we're there to help them along the way.
Well, let me ask you this, though. I even went through I've been having some projects. I started off with the Headwaters Builders Association contractors, and I'm finding that most of them are really, really busy. And I was wondering, is there another place that we could look? So you're telling me if you're not finding somebody in one area, maybe come to you guys. You guys can look into your network. Can you make recommendations as to contractors if we're looking?
We're willing to make recommendations. It's something that we have to be careful with. Again, it's everybody has that same issue because the building market up here has maintained being very steady. And we have tremendously talented contractors in our area. Yeah. But what comes with that is, you know, they are booked out a year and a half, 2 years, sometimes even 3 years. And that is a point of contention for homeowners. We understand that. You know, they have dreams, they have hopes, they have needs that they want to fill. And those timelines are probably one of the biggest struggle points in our local building market.
Right, but how about on a remodel kind of project? Is the process any different when it comes to remodeling, and we want to use Pucall Lumber Company as well?
No, that process would be the same.
Okay.
Even right down to if somebody is simply doing a small deck out of their back door and something from that small all the way to very large custom homes, we are here to help.
And what about the growth of Pucall Lumber Company? Let's talk about that a little bit, because like I said when we started off, I can see you guys are growing like crazy. What do you attribute all the growth to?
Our growth opportunities? I would say that our growth is just there's so much to learn daily. And it's never the same thing, and it's an actually fun job, and that's what continues us growing from manufacturing to inside sales to the warehouse. It's a big staple of the community, and it's a pleasure to work here in a lot of our employees' eyes.
Bottom line is, go ahead, Josh.
No, and I was just going to add, I think it's never going to go away, the desire that people have to live up here. We live in a wonderful area. It's a great place to raise a family. It's a great place for activities. People want to be here. And so that right there helps spur on our growth. And we've got a couple things we can certainly talk about that with our locations. But it's really in response to the market and to Edmund's point that as we continue to add to our staff and our staff grows, it goes hand in hand with the growth for the actual business.
So working at Pucall Lumber Company must be a pretty good job if you can, and do you have openings there right now too?
Yes, we do. Okay. Yeah, we do have some openings that people can check out on the website or on different resources such as LinkedIn. And we're always looking for high-level people to join our team.
Outstanding. Josh Olivotti here with us this morning, and Edmund Edwards, both from Pucall Lumber Company in Woodruff, and Arborvita location is where we're talking to them from here this morning. Guys, I'm going to leave it open for you guys. Josh, what else do you want to talk about to let us know about Pucall Lumber? I apologize. All my notes were based on something else here, and so I'm just trying to kind of stay on track here, and I'm going to say I owe you guys one here because I am just not as prepared as I'd like to be. So, Josh, put me back on track here. What else do we want to know about Pucall Lumber Company this morning?
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about that growth.
Okay.
So we made a couple of significant changes here over the last year. If you rewind the clock, about a year and a half ago, we had our Arborvita location as our main hub. We have stores in Manitowish Waters and then in Minocqua on the south side of town. And we used to have a design center building in town. We made the move where we closed up that design center, and we've worked on a remodel and a growth plan for our Minocqua location. And so we've been able to add outside sales staff to that building. We have put in a new cabinet showroom. We have two cabinet designers on our team. One works out of that Minocqua location, one out of the Manitowish Waters location. And it's really been working well. We've been able to accomplish some of our goals with increased traffic in that location. Obviously, sales correlate, but it's important for our customers to have that focus point down there, because as we all know, summertime up here gets very chaotic, and to have a location south of town that is easier for our contractors to get in and out of when they have jobs down in that area, that has proven to be very beneficial. So that's been one of our big components for growth. Our Manitowish Waters location up north, our staff has just done an absolute outstanding job up there. We have garnered more business. We have more contractor accounts in the last 2.5 years that have come into play up there. Hmm. And a significant increase in the volume of business, which is phenomenal. That community up there, their growth has been incredible. And so we're very fortunate to have that. And I would say those are a couple of big points with our growth.
You know, and I've heard about the growth in building up here, but a lot of us that I and people that I talk to is we don't see it going on. And so where's this building boom happening up here? All these contractors are busy, but we don't actually you can't see it from the road. You know what I'm getting at? Where's all this building taking place?
Well, the key areas, right? We're blessed with the volume of water that we have up here. So, yeah you got to turn off the main roads, and you got to get on the windy trails that are wrapping around the lakes to really see where a majority of this is taking place. And again, that plays to our market, right? People want to live on water. People want space out in the woods. They don't want to be on, 50 feet away from their neighbor. So there's those things. And if you take those rides on the back roads, you will see plenty of activity in the building market.
And, if I'm a contractor, I want to do business with somebody that has been around a long time, that has a fantastic reputation, but also a company that is known for putting out good product. And so I know that's probably one of the main reasons why you have so many contractors doing business with you, because you've been doing it for so long and you've been doing it the right way for so long. But what about on the retail end of things? Those of us that just need to come in for some 2x4s or for nails or some accessories, how about on the retail end of things, Josh?
Well, I can speak on that.
Or Jeff, Ed, yep.
In again.
Yep.
So when a contractor or homeowner walks through our doors, they aren't just buying material, they're getting an entire team from the front counter to the forklift drivers in our warehouse working together to make sure that their projects are built in a timely manner. We pride ourselves in customer service, no matter if it's from a 1 2x4 to 20,000 pounds of material going out for a job. Customer service is what we're in the business for. And to keep everybody coming back and happy.
And I think, Jeff, when homeowners come through the door, let's think about a couple of simple examples, right? You're doing some basic home repairs, and you need to re-caulk and touch up caulk on your siding or around your windows. And having our inside sales team with the knowledge to be able to steer them in the right direction for the right product, the right color matches. Simple things where you need basic hardware, again, home repairs or you're tinkering in the garage. We have the team of people that can come in, listen to what the needs are. They'll walk them down the aisles. They'll show them their options. So I think our team is very well equipped to handle all of those things.
You know, and that's good to know, because I think there's a lot of us, I know me for in general, I have this complex about going into places like that and not knowing what I'm talking about, and these people are going to think I'm an idiot or something. I can tell you what all these buttons in front of me mean, but put me in a lumber yard or around tools, I need some help. So we shouldn't feel intimidated to come in and ask for help.
Not at all. And I tell you what, one of the things I enjoy the most throughout the course of a day, and Ed and I were talking about this, you know, before you called, I love walking down by our inside sales staff and just observing their interaction with customers, or going out to the warehouse and talking to the guys out there. And they just do a phenomenal job with our customers in those circumstances. You know, they want to compare different products, and they can go out in our warehouse. Our guys will walk them through different racks of material. They're able to speak to the pros and cons of different products. And they do a great job just listening to what the customer's after and then steering them in the right direction.
So we shouldn't be intimidated. We shouldn't be worried that they're going to think we're dummies or anything like that. Just come in, explain the situation, and let the pros do their work.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jeff.
That sounds fantastic. I want to give you guys a couple minutes here just to leave us with some good thoughts about Pucall Lumber Company. Edmund, how about you? What are some last words you can share with us here this morning?
For me, the last words I would say for Pucall Company is it's an honor to work here. It's an honor to be a part of the community and help community members. A lot of us are from the local area, so we are the community, and we just want to be successful in the future with our contractors, homeowners, and that's all I have to say.
Yeah, and obviously you guys got the blueprint for doing it for an awful long time, doing it the right way. How about you, Josh? How you want to leave us this morning?
The main thing I want to point out is our staff, our team of people, and where they come in and they have ownership over their job. We have a culture here where we promote growth within our own staff, and we really welcome those opportunities for people to move into different roles. And I think that translates then into how we interact with our customers. And, you know, there's a passion behind people. And a pride factor that they take in helping customers and then being able to see that end product and the results of something that they were able to be a part of. And we look forward to continuing to grow, to work with our contractors in our area so that that our community members and those who choose to build up here can realize their dreams.
Somebody who's never been in the store, if they want to check you out first online, how do they do that?
They can head right on over to pucall-lumber.com, and they can check out our different departments, our locations. They can see some of our staff directory. We have online inquiries that people can submit for projects through our website, which is very efficient for them because a lot of our customers do not live up here full-time as far as homeowners. So we have lots of avenues on our website for them to pursue.
Josh, I'm going to call you back in a little while here once I'm done on the air, because, I just want to apologize for my lack of preparation here this morning, and I feel like I owe you, so I want to try to make this right, and we'll try to figure that out once I get off the air in here, and we'll have another chat, okay?
Hey, that sounds great, Jeff, and no worries. No worries at all. We've got a great association with the Headwaters Builders Association, and I'm sure Lakefront Andrew and Ashley appreciate the shout-outs. They're great people.
Yeah, they sure are. Well, guys, I can tell you guys are good guys, too. And, Josh, I'm going to call you back, but we're going to have to end it here because I am flat out of time, guys. So thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Headwaters Builders Association and our Pucall Lumber Chat this morning, brought to us by Carpet Sitting Flooring Centers of Rhinelander and Minocqua, and by Lakefront Building and Design. That website, lakefrontbuildinganddesign.com.